Welcome to day three of 21 Days of Prayer here at Laurentian Wesleyan Church. It's a privilege to be with you today. And we're learning and praying through the Lord's Prayer this week. And today, the study devotional is entitled, Pray His Agenda First. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Part of being a child of God is caring about what He cares about. We know His will is perfect, and we acknowledge His wisdom and sovereignty when we pray His agenda first. Luke 12, verse 31, it says, He will always give you all you need from day to day if you will make the kingdom of God your primary concern. You know, here it is again. I find so often I can be very selfish. I kind of think about how I'm feeling and how I'm the things affecting me. And in one sense, that's okay. God wants me to bring those needs and concerns to Him. But He always is challenging us to think beyond ourselves. Isn't that just a foundation of our Christian faith, that we put others first, just as Jesus put us first? And we're so thankful. Today, I wondered if you'd spend time focusing on what God is focused on. And His priorities include saving the lost, that those that don't know Him would come to saving faith in Christ. His priorities include wisdom and guidance for those in authority. You know, today is Inauguration Day in the United States, and so we can pray for those that are placed in authority, no matter who they are, whether they be parental authority, spiritual authority, government authority, work-related. You know, how often do we complain instead of praying for them? And another priority of God's is accomplishing His purpose in our lives. You know, so often we might ask why, and maybe we should be asking what for, if that makes sense. God, what do you want to do in and through me today, based on what is happening in my life? Can I pray today's prayer for us? Join with me in your heart. God, I recognize there is no better plan on earth than yours, and I pray for your will to be done in my life. You know, spend a minute just asking the Lord for His direction in your life. I'm just going to be silent for a moment. May your will be done in my life, in the world. This world is lost and needs you desperately, and I pray for every person to know you as their personal Lord and Savior. I pray for the leaders in my life. Would you think of those leaders in your life and pray specifically for them by name? I pray that you would give them supernatural wisdom and discernment as they lead. Give them a revelation of your will and your purpose for them. And I give my life to you again today. Have your way in my life. Anything you want to do in me or through me, I will do. I ask today for wisdom and clarity as you show me my next steps. I pray this all in your powerful name. The name of Jesus. Amen. Good to be with you today. If you'd like to learn more about what we're doing, or if you want to listen to other days that maybe you've missed in the audio part, or download our free prayer guide, visit laurentianchurch.com/prayer. We'll take you right there. Good to be with you today.